From the moment Meghan Markle married Prince Harry and became British royalty, she's been a target of hate online. Trolled for eating an avocado, cradling her baby bump, and much worse. At one point, the royal family's social media staff used software to filter out the N-word. How has Markle responded? Well, here she is, speaking last October.
I've made a personal choice to not have any account. So I don't know what's out there, and in many ways, that's helpful for me.
Still, the haters come, and a new analysis of tweets finds evidence of a coordinated campaign against Markle. For more on this, we're joined by Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. Welcome, Femi.
Thank you very much, Scott.
All right, let's talk about this report from the Twitter analytics group Bot Sentinel. Turns out most of the hate tweets came from just 83 accounts.
It doesn't sound like much, Scott, but the reach of those 83 accounts could get up to 17 million views. Let me explain how the researchers went about this. They used hashtags to identify tweets related to Harry and Meghan, or the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, and then they analysed them. So they ended up with 114,000 tweets. What they were looking for, real people posting, automated accounts or bots? It was mostly real people posting. And are the hate accounts coordinating? And the biggest trolls actually were coordinating. And the most hate-filled accounts, there were just 83 of them, Scott.
Now, this online harassment, we know, has been going on for years. Doesn't Twitter have ways, have artificial intelligence to identify and shut down these harassing accounts?
Well, Twitter's expectation is that we're going to follow the rules. We're on Twitter, we respect the rules, we're following the rules. Scott, have you ever tried to report an abusive post on Twitter?
I haven't. I've been targeted.
Silence. Scott, you've got very nice followers. I've done that. And what Twitter suggests to you is you block or you mute the poster. And then the reporting of it often gets lost in the mix. And so it is not easy for harassment to really be policed by Twitter. And Twitter doesn't always see all of the complaints that are being made by users.
Well, and I would guess, I mean, if these account holders going after Meghan Markle are smart, they can find ways to evade these
coded
software,
language. Yeah? Mm-hmm. They can use coded language. They can say, this is a parody account. They can create new accounts. Let me give you an example of that. All Things Royal is on Twitter. And they say, I have opened this account this month so I can openly call out the charlatan duchess. And so there's so many ways that you can actually get around even Twitter's own rules, and so many people posting that how can they keep up? That has been the biggest criticism, as you said, Scott, for years about Twitter.
Now, of all the targets, why target Meghan Markle specifically? Do we learn anything from the analytics about the motive here?
What's fascinating about this research, this investigation, is that Bot Sentinel, they do this all the time. They live on the internet. They know about these hate campaigns. They say they have never seen anything quite like it. It is personal and different. Let me give you an example. There's one account called the Duchess of Narcissus. And they basically set up their account, it says in their Twitter profile, to expose Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And that account is just full of hate speech.
Wow. So Meghan Markle's a public figure, but is there a lesson here about cyberbullying, about online hate for the rest of us?
Do you know what we've seen from this investigation is the level of harassment, how coordinated it is, how cyberbullying can turn into a hate campaign. So when other users, other people on Twitter, whether they're famous or not famous, saying, I am being targeted, now we can see how that actually happens by this investigation, just pulling it apart bit by bit to see how hate circulates and maintains itself online.
But we also know the residual hate, that is, a lot of these accounts are still out there.
They're still out there. And as soon as they're shut down, they can pop up again as well. So this is a continual problem for Twitter, and they haven't solved it yet.
That is Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. Thanks as always, Femi.
You're welcome, Scott. Take care.